and major areas of your life. To make those major changes means you got to take that time process and allow it to happen so that you can really process this change within you emotionally. Because your emotional system has to get back in the kilter, get back in the balance. You have to learn to grow emotionally. What you're actually doing to yourself is you are now taking the physical you that you're working on, you feel good about. You are now beginning the emotional process of allowing that pre-adolescent child to now begin to become the adolescent. You're allowing yourself to begin the rebellion process and the change process. You're allowing it now to happen. For most of us, it's a very scary moment of our life because it means that we have to rebel against things in our life. Family, education, religion, neighborhoods, environments, peer groups, pressure, things around us. We actually have to begin to rebel against them and to realize that we can stand away from them and we'll be okay. And it's hard for us to realize that. Because as you begin to make this process of becoming an adolescent, it means you're going to challenge all these areas of your life. What happens when you challenge these areas, and please remember this, when you challenge them, you don't know what's going to happen. But it means it's growing up time. And it means getting in touch with your feelings, getting in touch with your emotions. It means to stop being a robot. It means to begin to get into reality and feel reality. You know, sometimes reality isn't so nice. But when you feel it and you get in touch with it, then you will grow. It becomes part of you. So we have to learn a healthy thing in our life. It's called balance. It's hard for us because we stay stuck sometimes in our make-believe honeymoons and even in our real honeymoons. And then reality is the greatest gift of all because reality is the teacher. Reality brings life into us. It brings us into reality. As it brings you into reality, then you can really begin to live. You can really begin to make decisions. You can really begin to start to let go of the fear and guilt that's inside of you because you no longer are dependent. You are independent. It's a difference between the two. Learning that beautiful gift of independence, of individuality and personhood is the hardest part of recovery. That's why it takes so long. You have to learn it. You have to work on it. You have to process it. It doesn't just happen because you wake up one morning and decide it's going to happen. It doesn't work that way. You have to actually let it happen and go through the process. You have to be willing to make changes, willing to make that bridge and cross that bridge to your real growth within. You have to be willing to take chances, to take risks. That's why so many of us stay clear of emotional growth. We don't like emotional growth because now we have to begin to process things. We have to begin to feel things inside, own things that are ours, develop a sense of self, begin to realize I am an emotional person. I have feelings. I'm allowed to have feelings. And begin not to allow anybody else to own my feelings or take my feelings away from me. To begin to own things for me. I am now growing emotionally. I am growing as a person. To begin to realize that, yes, I have anger inside of me. I always refer to the major areas we have to work on. One of them is anger. That it's okay to be angry. That I can be angry. That I can use anger in a healthy fashion. That there are situations in life I don't have to like. But I can actually be angry about them. And that it's okay for me to be that. So many of us cannot give ourselves permission to feel basic emotions. To feel the emotion of joy, the emotion of peacefulness, the emotion of just basically understanding that guilt too is an emotion. Fear is an emotion. Self-pity is an emotion. Jealousy is an emotion. But to realize these are all parts of me that I can feel, but they do not have to destroy me. See, what you're doing at this point is you are taking all these emotions that you always labeled as negative. You are beginning a very special process in the emotional recovery area. You are taking these emotions, you are beginning to allow them to become your growth areas. That's kind of beautiful when you can do it. Because now I can realize, I can feel jealousy, but I'm not going to allow jealousy to destroy me. I can feel it and learn from it and grow from it. I am not going to allow my fear to tear me apart. I want to look at my fear and realize it's there. I have to admit to it. As I admit to it, I can begin to overcome it. I can begin to make peace with it. I can then begin to let go of it. When I let go of it, it's not there anymore. Now it's a myth. Same thing with my guilt. I can look at why I'm guilty and feel the guilt.